Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and my next guest, Helene Olin, says don't count on me when it comes to volunteering for her kids' school. She wrote an essay for Slate.com's Double X Factor site and says it's about more than donor fatigue. She joins me now. Helene, welcome back to WNYC.
Good morning, Brian.
So your objections seem to be twofold, both the fact that mothers are expected to provide all this free labor no matter how busy they are, and that it's ultimately selfish and perpetuates inequality between middle-class schools and poorer schools. But let's start with the mom issue. Is this a case where fathers get off the hook?
Fathers get so off the hook. And I want to issue an invitation to all callers right now. If anybody's child attends a school where fathers do the majority of the volunteer work, please, you will go to the top of the queue. Right, Brian?
That's right. But nobody's going to call.
No.
212-433-WNYC. If you're the one school in America where the fathers do most of the volunteer work, we want to hear from you. 212-433-9692. But beyond that, we want to hear from you if you are having it up to here with volunteering at your children's school or feeling guilt, if that's the right word, Helene will tell us, over the inequity that you may be perpetuating. 212-433-9692. Do you want to tell us what kinds of volunteer work you were doing or what the school was?
Well, I'll go into the school. There's everything from parties in the classrooms. And this is, by the way, all schools. I want to stress that I have heard in the past week from people in inner city schools to private schools on the West Coast. And it seems to be the same things over and over again. Everything from in-class parties to serious fundraising. It doesn't seem to matter what the wealth of the school or the district is. To, library drives, to serving lunch. Another one, a big one, this I heard from the West Coast a lot, was parents being asked to direct the cars at drop-off and pickup. It seems to be that, and mothers, I should say. It's almost always mothers.
And is it usually mothers in your experience who don't work outside the home?
What's interesting is all the mothers seem to feel the pressure to do it, which brings up another issue in our economy. As we know, most of the layoffs have affected men, and women are being asked to really answer the call in terms of family finances more than ever. And at the same time, as the school budgets are getting cut back, they're getting more and more and more requests to aid the schools as well.
So how hard was it for you to stop? I mean, you must really care about your child, and therefore you must really care about your child's school.
Well, I haven't stopped. But
oh,
what
you
I
haven't stopped.
Well, what I do, though, is I go to school budget meetings as opposed to school board meetings, as opposed to simply going into class and reading to the children. Because what I've decided is that we all have limited amounts of time, and when we spend time going in for small things, often the bigger picture gets lost. And that was ultimately my final conclusion on this, was that when we emphasize the small stuff, we forget about the big stuff. And as I told somebody, I said, I feel like we took 1,000 points of light and turned it on ourselves and our children.
By 1,000 points of light, you're referring to the first President Bush's
right.
Volunteerism program, which I guess you took to mean in lieu of good policy.
Right. I mean, ultimately, a lot of people are simply volunteering over and over again. And the other thing I'd like to point out is it's often the same women who seem to answer the call, which is wonderful. But again, it places a huge, huge burden on a lot of people.
So, you know what? We have a whole board full of callers, it looks like, who are disputing your notion about the fathers. Mm-hmm. Let's take one of those dads, Donald in Harrison. Donald, you're on WNYC. Thanks for calling.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So you're a dad, and you do volunteer work at your kid's school?
Yep, I sure do. I'm a class parent. I was the cub master also of his pack. And, I just have to, they said call in if you're a dad that does more
yes.
volunteer work. So I
right. And not, well, I think Helene's question really was if your school has the preponderance of volunteer work being done by the fathers.
That wasn't the question I heard. The question I heard was, if you're a dad that does more volunteer work, give a call, and that's what I did.
Right.
If you're changing the question, then that's up to you.
Well, Helene, what was the question?
The question was, is there a school out there where the dads are doing the preponderance of the volunteer work? I'd like to know.
That's the question I'm responding to. I'm responding to the question you asked, which was, if you're a dad that did more, I'm calling about your response to changing the question,
which is sort of typical.
Thank you very much.
Well, typical.
Anyway, I think you're doing great work.
That's right. And now Angela in Brooklyn also wants to take issue. Hi, Angela.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
I just want to say my kids are past elementary school age, but when they were in public school in Brooklyn here at PS 295, I would say that half of the parents who volunteered at the school and did so lovingly were men, and they contributed tremendously to the school and made it what it was.
That's terrific. I'm really glad to hear it.
They did everything from Cupcake Friday to organizing photo shoots to Spring Fling, you name it. They did it all. And they were head of the PTA, running up the treasury, everything, so including my husband. So I just want to say, I don't know where your kids are going to school, but that has not been my experience. I have three kids in public school. There are ones in college now and beyond public school system. But I just don't know where you're coming from.
Well, we need to get that dust from your school and sprinkle it on all the other schools.
I don't.
Please tell your dads to move around the New York area.
Anyway, rally the guys, you know, rally them. What can I say? Thank you.
Lisa on Staten Island wants to address the problem of volunteering and its other effects, the main point of Helene's piece. Hi, Lisa. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Thank you. I'm calling because I do see a lot of volunteers, both on fathers and mothers. But, you know, the problem is, I work in a public school in New York City, and we have lots of you know, people volunteering, which I think down the road might hurt us as professionals because we are not hiring anymore. There's a freeze, as we know. But what happens is when that freeze gets lifted, people will say, well, we don't need to get a paraprofessional to take care of this child, or we don't need to get that extra teacher, or we don't need to. And so I think in a lot of ways it's sort of like crossing a strike line. This is the only field that I know where the majority of people work many, many more hours and through the weekend on a salary that doesn't pay as much. And I don't think any man would put up with that. I don't think any man would put up with having to have lunch with a fourth grade class, a fifth grade class, and sitting at the desk with those kids. I think it's just ironic. And so as good as, you know, those volunteers are, and we love them, et cetera, I think in the long run it hurts our staffing.
Do you, well, as far as the men, we know that there are some men who would put up with it. We know that from our previous callers. But, Helene, the tension that she discusses there.
This has actually been an issue in New York City. As I'm sure some of our listeners know, there was a huge brouhaha this summer, which I referenced in the article, when it came out that some of the wealthier public schools in the city, the parents were raising hundreds of thousands of dollars and hiring private aides out of that money who were not unionized and were making significantly less money than the unionized aides. And this became quite a dust up. And I believe a compromise was arranged of some sort. But it's not an invalid fear to actually have. That's one of the things I discovered while researching this article.
Lisa, thank you. And in the case of New York City last summer, I think this is what you're referring to. Chancellor Klein set off a storm of protests when he threatened to remove all PTA-provided teachers' aides. And in that case, it wasn't time being volunteered, but money by the parents. Do you see a difference?
Well, first of all, it is the parents' time because they're raising the money. But second, I actually see it as part of the greater problem, which is when we are raising money school by school, even within the same district, you are going to have haves and have-nots. Often these haves and have-nots are within, you know, three or four blocks of each other. And it really perpetuates the inequities in our system.
Comment from our webpage, Betty in Manhattan says, first I thought this said my niece's valet asked her mother, but really it says my niece's ballet school asked her mother to bring food for a tea party hosted by the group. The ballet then requested each parent and child pay $15 to attend the party. And so I guess they didn't like the donation of goods and then the charge on top of it.
Right. You hear about this a lot. It's interesting. One of the callers referenced a thing called Cupcake Friday, which I've heard variants of from a lot of schools, districts, and parents in the past week, actually. I heard somebody mention to me a thing called Sunday Monday. And that's also a huge amount of parent time and effort. When you think about it, when we were in the schools as children 20, 30 years ago, most of this did not happen, and we seem to have all survived to adulthood quite fine.
By the way, another caller shouts out to Brooklyn Tech as a school that has easily as many dad volunteers as moms. So we want to be fair to the dads. And, you know, you should be happy, Helene, that you're finding some schools that actually have preponderances of men.
I think I'm getting ideas for another feature.
Maybe. So Brooklyn Tech gets added to that list, according to one of our callers. Sue in Mamaroneck, you're on WNYC. Hi, Sue.
Hi. I have 2 points. I'm a bit confused. Maybe I tuned in late. But if her point is that the school system should be doing more as opposed to the parents, Is that the point, that we're sort of helping the schools do what should be their job? Is that why she has issue with parents being in the school so often?
That is ultimately my point.
Because if that's the issue, I mean, I could do what you do, and sometimes I do, which is go to budget meetings and have a part in the process. But my point is, as a stay-at-home mom, I'm at the school because, A, I want to help, but, B, I want my children to see me there. I made latkes in one of the classrooms yesterday. I have 3 children in the public schools, and there's nothing they like as much as seeing mom in the class.
Well, that's great, but I think we have to ask. Not all parents can be in the class as much as you can.
And it
perpetuates a lot of inequities.
But does that mean that no parent should be in the class just because not everybody can to the same degree?
I don't know. I don't believe that. But what I think it does is it starts to encourage a culture of parents being in the class almost constantly. And I think I've seen this and I've heard this from a lot of different parents, and that there's an expectation that all parents are going to do this. And I don't think that's fair at all.
But I think it's like anything else in life. If you're active in politics, there's always a few people who do the most. If you're active in your community, there's always a few people who are always doing the volunteer work. And it's the same thing with the PTA. You know, there's in a school such as ours, my children's school, that has 700 students in the school district of Mamaroneck, there's probably 10% of the parents that do the majority of the work. And it's like that everywhere in life. There's always going to be a small group that do so much.
Sue, thank you very much. Do you think, Helene, that if all schools were held to the lowest common denominator, that anyone would really win?
I don't think they should be held to the lowest common denominator. I think what we do have to ask, though, is why we are doing this. I think there's become this culture where we don't distinguish between making latkes in the classroom and, you know, helping children in neighboring districts. To point out, Mamaroneck is near Port Chester, which is, you know, a district where a lot of parents cannot volunteer in the classroom. They're working 2 or 3 jobs.
Now, I promise all the dads who are hanging on right now that we will have a separate call-in in the coming days just for fathers who volunteer in your schools. That wasn't the question. It was about schools where the preponderance of men are are volunteers. But the preponderance of the volunteers are men. But we will have a separate call-in just for you dads who are volunteers at your kid's school. But Beth in Basking Ridge, can you do it in 15 seconds? The dad volunteered and he wasn't even appreciated?
It's not so much that he wasn't appreciated. He was appreciated. It's just that he wanted to run it kind of like a board meeting, whereas a lot of the women were in it more for the social value and for sharing ideas and coming up with themes and being creative. And he just kind of wanted to, you know, get to the bottom
styles
line.
Styles clashed. Beth, we got to leave it there. And with Helene Olin, her article on the XX site on Slate is Why I'm Sick of Volunteering at My Kid's Wealthy School. And now it looks like you have a follow-up.
Thank you.
Thank you. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.